We even have JFK anomalies where the witnesses were discounted by x-rays that didn't show it. Many witnesses reported a blowout at the back of the head, discounted on the ground. The cranial x-rays did not show it, where the x-rays were patched in order to conceal the blowout. Here are some of the witnesses. I mean, they were actually in Dealey Plaza, including Beverly Oliver and Philip Willis, or they were and Marilyn Willis or Ed Hoffman, or they were physicians at Parkland, including Robert McClellan, Paul Peters, Kenneth Sellier, Charles Carrico, or Charles Crenshaw, Ronald Jones, Nurse Aubrey Bell, Theron Warren, the Justice of the Peace, who by law should have conducted the inquest before they stole the body, the ambulance driver, Aubrey Wright, or Frank O'Neill, an FBI agent at Bethesda, Gerald Custer, Paul O'Connor, Floyd Reeby, all reported this blowout at the back of the head. But Brian, you can't see it, but on the left is the x-ray they claimed was the authentic x-ray that doesn't show it, where David Manty used a technique from physics known as optical densitometry to determine the density of the objects as exposure to radiation. It created the image and found there was much too dense material to be human bone right in the center, an area he called Area P, which had been patched to conceal it. I discovered in frame 374 of the Zapruder film, you can actually see the blowout that they had blacked out the wound in earlier frames, but that you can actually see it in that frame. And when you compare it with Area P, there's a very close representation, a very striking similarity. And indeed, here, if you compare earlier frames where it's blacked out with the later, you see what I'm talking about. It's really fascinating. Then we know officially with regard to JFK again, three shots were fired, scoring two hits in the back of the neck and the back of the head, but actually there were at least four hits. The back, the neck, that should be the throat. The back, the throat, and to the head, because he was shot in the back from behind, he was shot in the throat from in front, and then after the driver pulled the limousine to the left and to the halt, he was hit twice in the head. We actually know that there were six or more shooters firing 8 to 10 shots, Brian. If you actually listen to national news coverage that day, they described the shot to the throat, which Malcolm Perry explained to the Parkland press conference three different times that the bullet was coming at him, that actually passed through the windshield, and a shot to the right temple, which was a frangible or exploding bullet that sent up shockwaves that blew his brains out the back of his head. And they're attributing that to Admiral George Berkeley, the president's personal physician. So that when you hear later in the evening, they're reporting that the shooter was above and behind Frank McGee, who is nobody's fool, says, this is incongruous. How can the man have been shot from in front, from behind? Which is a problem the Warren Commission had to deal with, where the real shooting resemble this massive multiplicity of 8 to 10 rounds, possibly even more, Brian.
Yeah. People in the motorcade said there's bullets flying everywhere.
So that's that. Right. That's right. And here's an image of the Zapruder film. Notice there's a massive gap here right in the beginning. They couldn't show the turn from Houston onto M because the driver swung out too widely and nearly hit a concrete abutment. That would have shaken the public's confidence in the event. And of course, the stop, the limo stop, during which he was hit twice in the head, was such powerful evidence of Secret Service complicity, they had to take it out. In fact, there were a whole lot of related activities that occurred at the same time, where the motorcycle officer to the left rear, Bobby Hargis, parked his bike and rushed between the limousines up to the grassy knoll from which he believed the shot had been fired, which would have been possible had they been in motion. Officer Douglas Jackson on the right actually motored his bike up the grassy knoll in pursuit until it fell over and he proceeded on foot. Five agents dismounted the Queen Mary, the Cadillac, and surrounded the presidential limousine. One of them took a chunk of skull from a little boy and threw it in the back of the seat. Meanwhile, Clint Hill was rushing up to push Jackie back into the seat where he lay across their bodies and saw this massive fist-sized wound at the back of JFK's head, which was obviously mortal, where he turned and gave his colleagues a thumb down. All that had to be taken out, where I estimate that as many as 400 more frames were taken out, Brian. That means by my calculation, since the extant film has 487, we're missing more than we have in the extant film, which where the whole thing ought to have run about 1,000 frames.
So I've never seen the original. It's never been released originally, you're saying. It's a mystery.
Well, of course, they can't release it because it would reveal that it was a mass assassination with multiple shooters. But we have half a dozen or more students who have seen what they refer to as the other film, which is much more complete than what we have here and includes the limo shot, stop, and the two hits to the head.